Thank you, Anne, for reading that. At 9:30 this morning, we did a straight hands up. So you can give me a hands up or a wave now. If you know over Zoom how to use the icon button, the reaction button, let's do it now. Hands up, wave, give us a reaction. If you belong to a club of any sort, a sports club or any other group. Look at that. I can see some hands waving. I can see some thumbs up. Look at those. Well-versed. Using Zoom. At 9:30 we had a think about some of those, but they probably are many and varied. They might be sports clubs, they might be interest groups, lots of different things, because often, in fact, I heard John Waite talking about the Sausage Roll Club earlier. We want to belong to something. We want to belong to something. Part of the pain of this past year has been social distancing. Yeah, we're created for relationships. My mum is going crazy because she loves being with people. She's driving my dad crazy because he doesn't. He's happy in his own company and they're both in the same house together. But even my dad likes relationships with close friends and family. Whoever we are, however we're wired, we're all ultimately made for relationship. Clubs, family, church family, friends, deep in us, we all want to belong. We want to be part of a community, a group of people. Well, we're in Mark's Gospel this Easter Sunday morning here over Zoom as all ages together. And how great to teach on Easter Sunday about the resurrection. And I'm sorry, that's the spoiler for the passage this morning. Mark's Gospel. Mark knew and travelled with Paul, then Peter. And Mark's Gospel's Mark's account of Jesus' life, death and resurrection, written around 65 AD. Mark 16, 1 to 8. Jesus has died and been buried. Jesus has really properly died. Now, again, at 9:30, I sprayed a can of deodorant around the church building. I'm not so sure how well thought through that was. I'm just very thankful that we don't have incense in our churches. My nose is still recovering from it and from the lilies. So actually, we're safer with our air pollution or not. But what you'll see in verse 1 is that the women have brought spices to anoint Jesus' dead body. And whatever people thought of the deodorant this morning at 9:30, that smelled a whole lot better than a dead body. Jesus has really properly died. And that's a bit of a problem. Because when Jesus promised forgiveness and new life to everyone who turns and trusts in him, how does a dead person give new life? The answer is really simple. He doesn't. He doesn't. But here's the good news. Jesus is really alive and is building a new community, a new group of people. That's our headline this morning. I think we've got some slides which will come up. Jesus really is alive and is building a new community. And everyone who turns and trusts in Jesus can be part of it. That's great news. It's there on the screens. I think we've got a next slide. Jesus really is alive. Jesus really is alive. It's the same women who saw which tomb Jesus was buried in at the end of chapter 15, who find the empty tomb in chapter 16. Verse 1, Mary and Salome comes with them. They're not mistaken and they see inside the empty tomb, verse 5, where there's an angel instead of Jesus' dead body. Our next slide, that's the event. That's what happened. To which the angel then gives an explanation. It's empty. Not because it's the wrong tomb, but because someone, nor because someone stole the body. They didn't steal the body. The angel's explanation, verse 6, Jesus from Nazareth, the one who was killed on a cross, he has risen from death. He is not here. That's our next picture. The explanation. Event, empty tomb, plus explanation, Jesus has risen from the dead. Our final picture gives us the revelation. Jesus is alive. Event plus explanation equals revelation. Don't be afraid. There's a little telling off in the angel's language in verse 6. You can't box Jesus in. He's far greater than you think or expect. But dead people don't come back to life. Well, they don't. So I sort of get that the three women are afraid. Dead people don't come back to life, it's true, but that's the point. You can't box Jesus into what we think or expect. Jesus really is alive, physically, actually, really is alive, and that changes everything. The tomb was empty. Fact. The question is whether or not we believe the angel's explanation of what happened. Which changes everything, because dead people don't come back to life. Except this one. Which means Jesus really is alive. And if Jesus is alive, that changes everything. Christianity stands or falls on the resurrection. It's not a religion asking you to follow a dead person, but to come into a right relationship with a living one. To find forgiveness for our sins, for when we want to live as gods of our lives instead of God, as we trust in a living Lord and Saviour, Jesus. If you are going to say no to Christianity, you must be happy to reject the evidence for the resurrection. Not just in Mark's gospel, but the other gospels, Matthew, Luke and John, record lots of times the risen Jesus appears to lots of witnesses. If you are a Christian here now, if you are trusting in the risen Lord Jesus, listen, verse 6, to the very last voice in Mark's gospel. He has risen from death. Let that good news wash over you. Especially when our lives have been so badly affected by death this last year with COVID. It's hard and it's sad, but trusting in Jesus, we don't need to fear death. Because Jesus has beaten death. Jesus really is alive and offers us new life in his new community. That's the big headline. The next slide. Jesus is building a new community. The second thing for us. We all want to belong to something. Well, he's the thing that's really worth being part of. Back to the tomb. Mary, Mary and Salome are afraid. The angel says Jesus has risen from death. Side note, have a look, nobody. Then the angel says to the women, verse 7, now go and tell his followers and Peter, Jesus is going into Galilee. He will be there before you. You will see him there as he told you before. Jesus is building a new community. And it's going to start in Galilee. That's where Jesus will appear to the disciples and Peter. And that's great news for Peter after he denied Jesus three times. There really is new life and forgiveness for all who will turn and trust in Jesus. Whatever we've done, whoever we are, but perhaps especially if you've drifted and fallen as a Christian. Perhaps you've made choices you know God wouldn't be pleased with. It's not too late to turn back to Jesus. Maybe you just really can't be bothered with Jesus anymore. Not even sure what to make of it all. It's not too late to turn back to Jesus. Jesus is building a new community. Though it's quite small at this point in Mark 16, the disciples aren't anywhere yet. There's one Roman centurion, chapter 15, verse 39. There's one Jewish leader, chapter 15, verse 43. And there's three women. It's a strange mix, unexpected, not powerful, not trendy, an odd group together. And we had lots of pictures earlier. What I'd love us to do now over Zoom is to use the chat function if you'd like to do that. Why don't you use the chat function, send a message to everyone. What's your favourite sweet or chocolate? It's a great day for chocolates this morning. What is your favourite sweet or chocolate? Let's have, we won't do a poll, but let's see what some people, Turkish Delight, good choice, Anne Simmons. What else have we got? Smith girls are typing in. Milk chocolate. Yeah, milk chocolate. Always a winner. Thank you, Trish. Anybody else got any favourites? We had donuts and Twix. Hillary, yes. We had donuts and lollies and gummy bears and a whole load of stuff this morning. Let's do one more. Have we got any more? John Waite, mint chocolate. Oh, they're all coming in now. Boost. I like Boost. They're really nice. Do you know there's about 300 calories in a Boost? Look at that. That has not been good for me as I've got older. Lovely. Loads of different types of sweets. Jesus is building a new community. It's a strange mix. It's unexpected. It's not powerful. It's not trendy. It's an odd group together. Next slide. Coming up seamlessly on the screens. It's like a big bunch of licorice all sorts. A big bunch of licorice all sorts. This new community. But this is how God builds his community. All through the Bible, God takes the weak that his power might be seen powerfully through them. We'd pick the cool and the trendy people. We'd pick the rich and the respected, the powerful and the proud. But what room is there left for God to work there? This community is nowhere near sorted. Even now, verse 8, confused and shaking with fear. Jesus is building a new community. He calls weak sinners to join him and changes us as we turn and trust in him. We all want to belong to something. Can we have our next slide, please? Jesus really is alive and is building a new community. Jesus really is alive and is building a new community. That's the best thing to belong to ever, forever. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that Jesus really is alive, that he beat death so that we can have new life in him. As we read your word about his resurrection, may we see that truth for ourselves and turn and trust in him. And please, God, would you excite us about being part of your new community? Show us what that means for our lives now until we live with you forever when you come back to earth. And in Jesus' name we pray now. Amen.